friends.
Yeah.
And that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all like even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
This is Sasha Bellette, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, a little show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Every time this week, 6 p.m. or 7:30 in Vancouver, or it could be at an odd hour. You could be in France right now listening to this online, CITR.ca, or anywhere. You could be in Australia, hopefully, listening. This is another special show because we have two guests today. We have a live singer-songwriter, Adam Scott Bailey, is coming in at 7 p.m. to play a couple of songs from his interesting project, 50 Songs in 50 Days, which is quite an achievement. He did it, and he's here to talk about it. First up on the show, we have Kim Glennie from Mienz.
Mienz.
I know you get this all the time.
I do. It's part of the fun.
Okay, well, it's out of the way now. It's out of the way early in the show. Kim is joining us. She's come down with a test pressing of the very next LP. It's a full length, I believe.
It's a full length, yeah.
It's a full length.
Experimental Sparkle Noise Pop. And we recorded it at the end of March with Jesse Gander at Rain City Recorders.
That is going to be fantastic to listen to and play very soon. But first up, we're going to get into a couple of old tracks as we do every show. And it just hit me out of the blue today to maybe try something new with guests I've noticed, like Kim, and they're often quite diligent and get here on time, and they sit here and warm up or do whatever while I'm playing this old music. And I thought, well, maybe they might be intrigued and might have something to say. You never know. So it's interesting to play music for people who would not otherwise have heard it. That's part of the reason why I do this show. Died Pretty, I'm probably the only person on this station that's played these guys in a long time. They're from Sydney, inner city Sydney, an 80s band, a real underground sensation featuring Ron Pino on lead vocals and Brett Myers on lead guitar and backing vocals. They formed in Sydney in 1983, and they're an extraordinarily good quality band, very influenced by kind of psychedelia, Velvet Underground, Television as well, and some, you know, good Bob Dylan influences. And they were a mainstay for the Citadel Records label, which is a real seminal label from Sydney. So I wanted to revisit some very early songs. We're going to start out with, we're going to play two songs. I think we'll start out with Desperate Hours. It's a single from 1984. And yeah, we'll see what Kim thinks. She probably would not have heard this before. And
I'm pretty excited to check it out, actually.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Let's play it. This is it. This is Died Pretty, absolutely legendary band from Sydney. Let's go right back to 84 with a song called Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back.
was here. Oh, Sandy, I have spoke of here. Cause mystery careers like these don't disappear.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Some epic stuff there. That's Died Pretty going right back to 1984. They were a seminal inner-city Sydney band on the Citadel record label, and they gained quite a following in Europe and worked really, really hard against the odds in Australia. There's just not much of a market for you know, this sort of outsider music in Australia, so they really did work hard in the European market, and are known to this day as being very good band. Ron Pino there on vocals. And so, like I said before, when our musical guests come down and sit in and hear this music they might not otherwise have heard, I'm curious about their reactions. So today we have Kim Glennie. She is from Mittens.
Yeah.
Got it right.
Yes.
A local two-piece, and she'll be talking about her record soon. But Kim, what did you think of what we just played there?
I liked it. To me, it sounded like early U2. I also heard like a little bit of Velvet Underground, a little bit of like Pere Ubu sort of thing. and like we were talking about Nick Cave, maybe a bit of like early Nick Cave as well.
Hmm.
Really interesting vocals and really kind of moody and atmospheric guitar playing.
Hmm.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, they're a great band. I'm going to revisit them again. And yeah, moody and atmospheric, which is, did not hit the Australian mainstream terribly well, but it's great that bands like that do what they do. And yourself as well, in Mittens, doing some very interesting, challenging music as a two-piece.
Yeah.
And
so it's me and Evan Hegan, who plays drums, and and on the record he also plays a bit of glockenspiel, and I play guitar, looper pedal, and then also some moog in different places. So, yeah.
And do you like the term math rock when people say that? Would you describe it as that?
It's technical. It's instrumental. It's sort of in the realm of post-rock or art rock or experimental or math rock. I mean, I feel like any of those terms works in a way and is limited. Some people don't like the term math rock, but, you know, you can't really argue with it. It's sort of polyrhythmic technical rock. So
yeah.
It's in that realm.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
Yeah. And you actually have brought down an actual test copy of the LP.
Yeah, and this is the first time I've actually heard the vinyl. I just got it. I'm really excited.
Wow.
Yeah, so we got six copies, and I've given them out to myself and Evan, and then Jesse Gander, who recorded it, and then a few other people. So, yeah, when we do get our records, they're actually going to be on tri-colored, swirly vinyl that goes from opaque color to translucent color. So I'm really excited about the final product. But it really is about the grooves on the vinyl, not so much the color, but the color's kind of fun, too.
Yeah, well, this one, it's literally fresh off the press because there's not even a label. We had to test it. We both didn't know which was side on the side, so we tested it off air. I just wanted to get the name of the record correct. It's quite a long word. Experimental Sparkle Noise Pop. Is that?
Yes, yeah. It is. It's kind of a silly name, but we were kind of talking about ideas for names, and we couldn't decide on something, and we kept coming back to this really awful name, Mittens. Nice pair. And we were either going to go with that or something that just sort of describes what the music sounds like, so.
okay, which you've done for the LP name. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I always like to get into the music straight away so people know what we're talking about. So how about we go into side A?
First song is Tweenage Tweeter, followed by Bonobo Handshake.
Okay, so this is Kim, and she's in studio here. We're talking about the new release for Mittens. It is on the turntable right now, so let's go for it.
It's pretty exciting.
Thank you.
All right, so that was the first two tracks from the Mittens new LP. I've done it twice. The Mittens LP. Kim is in the studio to talk to us about that. We have to go to a break right now. We'll be right back. This is a message about the Catalano Festival.
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jax with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and a show called Stranded, all about Australian and Canadian music. And we're listening to local music, brand new local music, never heard on vinyl before. Hi, Kim.
Hello.
So, now this is the moment in time where you say, fantastic, the test pressing is okay. We can go ahead with it?
Yes, exactly.
And is it an affirmative?
It's the Mittens test pressing for Experimental Sparkle Noise Pop. And I like it. It sounds pretty good so far. I think they did a good job.
That's good. Yeah. People in the pressing plant?
Yes.
You can go ahead.
It's pressed in the Czech Republic.
Oh, really?
And they're supposed to be kind of old school. They know what they're doing. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
May I ask why you went that far afield?
Well, it was recommended to me, if I wanted to do colored vinyl, that this place in San Francisco, Pirates Press, did a really great job, and they work with people in the Czech Republic.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Interesting. It's fascinating to learn how the whole process works. Now, this is your... It's your first LP because you've had some success locally with your demo EP charting in college radio.
Yeah, that's right. We did 5 songs.
Yep, and lots and lots of shows. And I guess
I think we've played 45 shows since we formed.
That's
about
right.
13 months ago. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, we did a tour down to Oakland and back as well.
Yep.
But most of that was like local stuff. So
yep. Yeah, including Music Waste, Shoutback Fest, Safe Fest. For people like myself starting out in music and other folks listening, do you have any hints and tips for getting that many shows? It's impressive. So I guess it's just getting out there.
I guess sort of know what genre your music falls into and go to a bunch of shows, talk to people, ask if they'd be interested in playing with you, record some stuff, make a demo. See if you can book some shows at smaller venues, and if you can book them on a weeknight or a Sunday or something, and then see if you can get any local bands to play with you, and, you know, just keep meeting people and hustle.
Yeah. Well, you guys are a great example of getting in and doing it, and we were actually talking off air, maybe we'll revisit this topic about, you know, labels, because Die Pretty, which we played earlier, they really had a great... great assistance from Citadel Records, who are real curating the inner city of Sydney at the time. And we know now that labels don't seem as necessary in the first instance because people can do it themselves so much. But what are your thoughts right now on the need for a label or not for what you're doing?
For what we're doing, I think if you're willing to do the work yourself, you don't really need a label to record and to make a vinyl record or to make a tape and to play a bunch of shows and even get into festivals. I think the thing where a label comes in handy is if you actually want to get some distribution. Smaller labels can help a lot with getting you distribution, but you can also get the distribution deals yourself. I think that's the main thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So there are specific companies who are distribution companies, that's all they do? Is that?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay, interesting. And... and you mentioned having the record print pressed in Europe. I think you mentioned somewhere that you have plans to go there and play too. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got a couple of shows coming up in Iceland.
Wow.
I might have a show in Glasgow and a show in Leeds, but that will just be me solo. Hmm. Evan won't be able to come for those shows, but in future, we're definitely going to try to work it out so that he can come as well.
Hmm.
We've got a show coming up in Seattle as well on August 3rd and a show in Portland on August 2nd, and then we're going to be doing our LP launch August 23rd at the Astoria.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a far-flung place, Iceland. Is that have you created a little bit of interest there through blogs and whatnot, or did you just...
Yeah, I've just emailed a bunch of people and sort of made connections that way, like blogs and radio stations and,
yeah,
you know, record stores and that kind of thing.
And why Iceland in particular? Yeah.
Well, it's one of the places that I find that has, you know, sort of the most creative people per capita. Like 1 in 10 people is a published author.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just... Whoa. They have a long history. I guess it's a little boring, cold island, and people just make art and music. And if they didn't, you know, what's the purpose in living, really?
Yeah.
They just have to sort of make their own fun. But yeah. I've always had a fascination for it. And I have some buddies there right now. So.
Okay. That's, wow, I learned something today. That's extraordinary. Iceland, wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking with Kim Glennie from Mittens, and we're still hearing some of the record in the background. Did you want to maybe go back into a little bit of music now?
Sure.
Yeah, I wonder where we're up to. Maybe you can tell us where we're up to.
Well, I think we're halfway through the tunes... Sparkle Core.
Okay.
It's just kind of at the end of it, too.
Okay.
The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Matli and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
And this is CITR. This show is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com, and we're on Twitter at ausstranded. So that, just before the break there, was a song called Sparkle Core.
That's right.
From Mittens, experimental sparkle...
Noise pop.
That's right. And Kim Glennie is joining us here, and she is really, really excited. We're playing her test pressing of the LP. First time human ears have heard it, besides maybe a few guys in the Czech Republic.
Exactly.
And so, you know, there is the technical aspect to your work here. Is the guitar your primary instrument, or
It's really like my second instrument. I grew up playing classical piano. I went to like Grade 10 Royal Conservatory. And it's funny because the drummer, Evan Hegan, he's also a classical guitarist and he plays drums. So we're both playing not our main instruments, but it's sort of easier to come up with riffs that don't sound like a ripoff of classical music when you're, you know, playing an instrument that you don't know as well. So it's been kind of fun to get to know the guitar and kind of focus on that. And then it's been kind of fun playing with the looper pedal, putting riffs in, and then building lead guitar on top of that and trying to work it out so that there's, you know, always a space where the drummer can hear what you're doing. And, like, it's really fun playing live because we're always, like, kind of figuring out if we're going to make it back to the one at the same time, you know?
Yep. Keeping it fresh and interesting.
Yeah.
And just stretching yourself as a musician, like it, you know, such a great idea to throw yourself into something that's not your immediate strength and grow from that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I sort of grew up like loving guitar rock, like that was my thing, like Fugazi and you know, Sonic Youth and you know, like Don Cab and like Hella. There's just like Taramellos. Like there's so many bands that are really like mathy guitar based bands that I really like.
Mm.
You know.
Where did you grow up?
I was born in Winnipeg, and I lived in Montreal for 14 years, and I've been here for 14 years, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to think of myself as being bi-coastal.
Yeah. Like, I haven't heard anyone say that before. It's, maybe you've coined a term.
Maybe.
Okay. And so, you've been here for quite a long time then. I've had, you know, a lot of joy learning about the history of the music of this city over the last few years, and there's so much I don't know still. And if you had to pick a handful of acts over those 14 years that have meant a lot to you locally,
bands, let me see. Well, I definitely have to say getting back into music, because I used to be in a band in Montreal. I was in a few bands in Montreal in the 90s, and I was playing bass and I was playing keyboards, but I didn't play guitar in bands then. So when I moved here, there were a few bands that kind of got me interested. One of them was Black Rice. That was like a 90s band that was really good. Jesse Gander was in that, and Joel Tong and some other people. Super good band. I think part of the reason I wanted to play music again was Man Your Horse and Boogie Monster, two more recent bands that I really got into. And then also, we've played quite a few shows with What's Wrong Tohei. I really like them. Double Standards and Yes Bear, we've played with quite a bit too. I think they're pretty cool. I quite like Shearing Pinks. You know, like there's just a range. I like Dead Soft. Yeah, there's like so many awesome bands.
Many, we're playing actually this weekend. We play the ad for Cat Solano. Oh, no, that's next weekend.
Oh, also, like, I like Cowards. I could just list them.
Cowards,
for the
yeah.
rest of the ad.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
there's so many good bands in the city.
There is. There's a real strength in the musical world. And you're part of it. And in a big way in this last year, as you say, almost 50 shows.
I'm really lucky. Maybe I'm just really pesky, I don't know. But I love playing, I just love playing live.
Yeah.
I like to plug my guitar in, turn it up really loud, and then play loops and play riffs over it.
Yeah.
And I really love playing with Evan, the drummer. He's such a good drummer. Like, he's always on point, you know?
And is he always, is he a native Vancouverite, or what's his background?
He's from Victoria, and he used to be in a band in Victoria called American Geography.
Right.
And then he was in Diamond Dancer here as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's done other stuff musically too, but yeah.
Okay.
Quite a brilliant musician.
Well, and Evan is one part of Mittens, and the other part of Mittens is sitting here, Kim Glennie. And I think we probably have time for one more song, because we do have our other guest from at 7, and we've got some other songs to squeeze in. So what I've just put on side 2 is...
let's start...
How many grooves in?
Halfway,
okay. So... Okay, so we're a few songs into side 2 of the LP from Mittens, and this will be more widely available in the coming months. Which track's that, Kim?
Track 4.
Track 4.
Yeah.
Kim's, we're going to go for track 4 here. Okay. One, two. Okay, we've got track 4 here on the new LP from Mittens. And we'll be right back. Adam Scott Bailey, singer-songwriter, will be joining us from 7:30. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, and that was the last track on side two of the Mittens LP. We've been playing the test pressing here. Thanks so much, Kim Glennie, for coming down.
No problem. It was awesome. Thanks for having me.
It's a treat. So have you, your enthusiasm. When can folks actually get a copy of this in their hands?
We should have the vinyl by the end of the month. We're doing our LP release at the Astoria on August 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
But they can go to Bandcamp, and we have downloads there. So it's mi-ens.bandcamp.com, and the album is Experimental Sparkle Noise Pop.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Kim Glennie has been talking all about it tonight on the show. So thanks, Kim. We have our second guest, Adam Scott Bailey, from about 7 o'clock. We actually pre-recorded it this afternoon, and he has done this interesting project, 50 songs in 50 days, written, recorded, unbelievable. And he's going to talk about that soon. But Courtney Barnett, she is a sensation from the independent music world of Australia. She's I don't think she's any older than about 25 or 26, and she's now been traveling the world. She's been discovered after two self-produced EPs, and she's the real deal. She's playing tonight at the Fortune Sound Club, and I'm going to head there. So let's play a couple of her already well-known songs. First up, History Eraser, and then we'll play you Avant Gardener. She's just come from nowhere. She's even played, I think, some big shows and TV shows in America and everything. So here we go. This is History Eraser from Courtney Barnett from Melbourne, Australia. From her second EP, How to Carve a Carrot into a Rose.
I got drunk and fell asleep atop the sheets, but luckily I left the heater on.
Still
in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Triffid song.
Courtney Barnett to be discovered and take off around the world. Her own record label is called Milk Records Melbourne, and she released a double EP called A Sea of Split Peas, which I think is a collection of her two self-produced EPs, and she's tonight at the Fortune Sound Club in Vancouver, and I'm headed down there right now. She is pretty impressive as a worldsmith and a guitarist too, I've heard. So now it's time for our next special guest, Adam Scott Bailey. He is a singer-songwriter from the city of Vancouver, and he's done this interesting project where he has written and recorded 50 songs in 50 days. Impressive effort. So we'll be right back with that.
right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now, hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, and today's musical guest is Adam Scott Bailey. He is a local Vancouverite, originally from out east in Ontario. Hello, Adam. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. What's up, Matt?
You're returning to this station. You've been a visitor on Oswaldo's show and somebody else too a while back. And I really wanted to invite you on because I've noticed your posts on Facebook about this fabulous project you're undertaking, 50 songs in 50 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I get, why don't we just talk about that straight away? Like, can you recall the moment that you got that idea and the moment you took the first committed step?
Yeah, well, I'd always written a lot of songs, so I called this project Into the Vault, meaning that I was kind of going to go back and go through some of the songs maybe I hadn't finished and rework them. But the idea was to wake up first thing in the morning and just see what could come. And the vault was sort of there just in case I had no inspiration and I had nothing to write. It turned out I actually wrote, I'd say probably 70% of the tunes were fresh from the day. So I would have written them in the morning, recorded them in the afternoon, and then shot a little video for them in that time, and then posted them on YouTube at night. And that was kind of what my days were like throughout the 50 songs. When I was in LA, I was doing 30 songs in 30 days, but I was just using a webcam and I was just playing acoustic guitar. This time I got a lot more involved and I started playing the other instruments. And depending on the day, some days I didn't have enough time, so I would just do something simple, as other days I would play the drums, the bass, and kind of make a more elaborate video. And there are some days obviously that are going to be a bit more produced than others.
That's amazing. So we're really at the tail end of it. Have you already seen day 50, or is that in the next couple of days?
Yeah, well, I've done the 50 songs, and around the end I got to, I think on day 47 I started doing two songs a day. So 47 I did two, 48 I did two, 49 I did two. And I'm actually just playing a little bit of a waiting game to release day 50. So I've already done the 50 songs, but I'm kind of just waiting for a little bit more of a better time to release day 50, just so I have something. Because I know when people look back at this project, day 50 is probably going to be the first video that they see. So I'm actually going to spend a bit of time on day 50 and maybe talk about who I am and talk about the project a little bit more.
Great. Well, how about we go straight into one of the 50 songs so people get an idea of what has been created in the last month?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. I think this day was day 17. We went into Vaudeville Studios. That was a treat because instead of being in my own studio, I got a call from a producer named Justin Brown, and he asked me if I wanted to come in and do one of the days in his studio. And I took my little brother, and he played the drums, and we just kind of sat down and, you know, took the pressure off being the engineer and the producer for the day, so I just got to focus on the writing. And this was a song I kind of wrote maybe a month before, and I just kind of tweaked it that day in the studio. And it's called Shine a Light on Me.
Fantastic. Adam Scott Bailey, day 17.
Yeah, if you want to find me online, it's Adam Sound, actually, AdamSound.com. Thank you. Take the weight of the world off my shoulder. Shine a light on me. Shine a light on me. Every day that the world's getting older. Shine a light on me. Shine a light on me.
I've been doing what I've been told, yeah. Shine a light on me, shine a light on me. I don't know what to believe anymore, oh. Shine a light on now, you shine a light on me. The days for the night, yeah. Move it up from the darkness. Tell me the son of the God and the beast of the lion come creeping around. And the lions go after their prey. They seek out their food for the God and they move back into the light where the beast of the flowers come. Damn, take the weight of the world off my shoulder. Shine a light on me, shine a light on me. Every day that the world's getting older, shine a light on me, shine a light on me. I've been doing what I've been told, dear. Shine a light on me, shine a light on me. I don't know what to believe anymore, though. Oh, shine a light on them, shine a light on me. Do you think that you are here to always? You're looking for more pay to the Lord up above you. But Sunday morning rolls around, oh, they lie out there. You know Jesus lives on the rest, yeah. He just be living it like that, yeah. Given I gotta be living upon the light, yeah. Damn, take the weight of the world off my shoulder. Shine a light on me, shine a light on me. Every day that the world's getting older, shine a light on me, shine a light on me. I've been doing what I've been told, yeah. Shine a light on me, shine a light on me. I don't know what to believe in, oh no. Shine a light on me, shine a light on me. Shine a light on me, 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 oh, oh, oh. And I pray for the Holy Ghost to me, oh, and I feel the Spirit come down. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Oh, he took the world of my own out of me. Kick them to the curb. I don't speak, it's not a lot on me, though. It's not a lot on me, oh. It's not a lot on me. Take the weight of the world off my shoulders. It's not a lot on me, it's not a lot on me. Every day that the world's getting older. It's not a lot on me, it's not a lot on me. I've been doing what I've been told here. It's not a lot on me, it's not a lot on me. I don't know what to believe in, hold on. Shine a light on me, shine a light on me. Shine a light on me, shine a light on me. Shine a light on me, though. Oh, oh. Shine, 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 shine,
shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine, shine.
Alright, that's day 17 of 50. That's 50 songs in 50 days, the project of Adam Scott Bailey, our musical guest today. Anything you wanted to say about that song, how day 17 panned out? And
yeah, it's more of like a gospel tune. I don't know really where it came from, but it just sort of came to me one night, maybe from the light.
Well, I know it's still fresh territory, but have you had time really yet to reflect on this intense process? Like, have you surprised yourself in any way with what's come out music-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if I look back to day one, actually what I did right at the end so far on those two songs on day 49, you can actually see me rework day one. So I did day one just on piano and vocal, and then on day 49, on the tail end of that video, I've actually produced that song, and I did a bit more of a production to it. And, you know, it was probably taking me like 3 hours to do a song, like a full production in the beginning, and then near the end I was kind of doing a song in about an hour. So, you know, I really learned how to work the instruments a lot quicker and to work the gear, and when you're doing it every day, you get a lot quicker at making decisions and kind of living with what you do. And that's what you got to do when you're doing 50 songs in 50 days. You have to
not be so perfect, right? Like, not to expect it to be perfect and sort of just live with who you are that day. And I think some people just call it just showing up. You just have to show up, and that's what I try to do.
Well, in another place and another time, you might have done well in Nashville or the Tin Pan Alley. One of these guys that puts on a suit and goes to his office with the guitar.
Yeah.
That's how they did it, didn't they? They did what you're doing, but...
Yeah, and it is kind of like a muscle. I first thought in the beginning that you needed to get inspired by, like, a breakup or, a hard thing that happens, and then, you know, you sit down and you sort of reflect and a song comes out. But when you force yourself to do it, I noticed that I kind of learned how to channel my emotions properly, and it didn't feel as forced as I thought it was going to.
Well, and that's exactly what I went and saw Nick Cave, the great Australian songwriter, the other night, and I don't know if you know much about him, but that's his method now. He's lived in Brighton, England for the last 10 years and goes to an office every day, and he's got a desk and a piano, and he writes. Whereas he had this horrendously chaotic life decades ago where it was crazy and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But now he does exactly what you're saying, and he's producing great stuff. So.
Yeah, I'm actually really impressed with some of these things I've done in a day, and I look back at some of the work that took me like a year to make an album, and I feel like some of these songs I've done in a day are better than the things I've spent a month on tweaking. So it's really cool to what they call capturing lightning in a bottle, so to speak, where you just kind of let it all happen really quick.
And we live in an age now where we can do that a lot easier.
I'm actually super grateful to think that I can write something in the morning. By the next day, I can have a video potentially for, you know, anyone in the whole world to see. That's a pretty amazing... It's pretty amazing to think we live in that time.
And just going back to, you mentioned before LA, and you did a variation of this with 30 songs before, so I guess you knew sort of what you were getting yourself into. Can you tell us about that period of your life in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I went down to LA. It was after, I used to be in a group called Wild Sun here, and we were, we got pretty well known here in the city, and Vancouver Tourism picked up one of our songs, and we became the spokespeople for Vancouver Tourism for a little while there, and I think our video is still getting played quite a bit all over the world. But I sort of got sick of it a little bit, and I sort of felt like the music wasn't kind of moving in the direction I wanted, and I was just curious. I was getting close to 30, so I figured it was time to just go try out a new scene. So I wanted to go down to LA, and it actually happened really quick. When I went down there, I met a producer from EMI, and he got me in, you know, big Capitol Records studio, and had all these business meetings with these A&R guys. And I think what happened, though, is my soul started to feel like it was in jeopardy, and I started to, you know, I didn't want to fall into that same category as some of these artists like Lady Gaga and Katy Perry, and I didn't want to have to write for other artists, which I didn't really believe, because I found that the music that I was making was a little more organic and less pop. But it seems like down there in the industry right now, it's very dance driven, and they want stuff that's kind of very cookie cutter pop. And I didn't really feel like myself when I was there, so I kind of backed off. And that's why I did the 30 songs, because I wanted to find out, like, who am I? And I think that's even why these 50 songs, you know, if I look at these 50 songs, it's like there's a lot of different genres happening here. And a big part of it was for me to just sort of step back. Because, again, when you're in L.A., they want you to be something very easy to describe. Like, are you a dance artist? Are you a blues artist? Are you a country artist? And to be honest, at this point, I'm still a fusion of a lot of things. You know, I'm still a reggae artist. I'm still a soul artist. I'm a bit of a blues artist. And, you know, I grew up on African music, so it's a...
That's right. Well, I think I might actually ask a bit more about your influences soon, but maybe time for another track?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll play something a bit. This is actually quite an old one, but I wanted to rework it. And it's just a couple of lyrics and stuff. And this one's called Slow Down. Taking it easy, don't stress so much. Living in the right now, you don't always gotta be in such a rush. Take a vacation, if that's all you need. Everything right here, these dreams to me. Living in the moment, don't think about the time. Now all your troubles and your worries, yeah, they gon' work out, yeah. But I'm gonna be fine, yeah. But I wanna find my real love. But I wanna find my flow. But I wanna sing, yes, you don't gotta run so fast, yeah. But I don't gotta go, no. Why does everybody wanna bang my girl? Calm down, baby, now slow things down. Before they gonna wanna turn it all around. Before they gonna wanna do it all again. Mm-hmm. Calm down, baby, don't work so hard. Do it for the art, not for the award. Before they gonna wanna do it all again. You're doing it all again. Oh, oh. All again. You don't gotta work today, uh-oh, yeah. You don't gotta work today, it's all play. You don't gotta work today, oh, hey. Even if you work today, yeah, come on. Even if you work today, uh-oh, yeah, yeah. It's all play. Treat it like a holiday, hey. Oh, oh, oh. Why is everybody gonna take my job? Calm down, baby, now slow things down. Before they gonna wanna turn it all around. Before they gonna wanna do it all again. Ooh, yeah. Come on, say bye, you know. Calm down, baby, don't work so hard. Do it for the art, not for the award. Before they gonna wanna do it all again. You're doing it all again. All again. All again, baby. Check out the rhythm, mama. Check out the rhythm, mama. Check out the rhythm, mama. All again. Yeah. You don't got work today, oh no. You don't got work today, oh, oh yeah, yeah. It's all play, but I wanna live it like a holiday, yeah, yeah. Live it like a holiday, oh, oh yeah. You don't got work today, though. It's all play, yeah. Come on, yeah. Even if you work today. Giving a good time.
Giving a good time. Who said it?
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah!
Hi, this is Alex from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is fuck off and go.
Hey, Alan Scott Bell, that was another live song here on CITR Radio. You're tuning in to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. So what day was that one again?
Oh, it's hard to keep track. I think that would have been closer to 40, so that would have been like in the later period.
Nice. So we're talking about Adam's project 50 Songs in 50 Days, which is pretty much coming to the end of. And so that is including a film clip, basically, of every song as well.
Yeah, there's a little creative video that goes along with every song, too. So I just take my camera and depending... I had my brother here, and he's still here, actually. He came from Ontario. He just came out. I think he came out on day 10. And he's really taken a liking to the project and wants to be involved and... You know, he shoots some of the videos. He's even an actor in some of the videos. So it's been a lot of fun. He's been a blessing to have around. And him and I are playing tonight at Displace at 4th and Blenheim in Kitsilano.
So you have time to get down there. Displace Hatchery. So you mentioned your brother and Addie. So you grew up in Ontario?
Yeah, I grew up in Toronto a little bit. My dad and my mom split when I was young. She lived more up north in like Lake Simcoe, which is a little... town. And yeah, I grew up sort of like in between a city and a very redneck kind of town. And my dad was he owned a drum shop, and he specialized more in world percussion. So I got to meet a lot of cool African and Cuban artists. And I felt like every time I went to my dad's store, I felt like my rhythm just improved and I got better just by being around these masters. And I'm very grateful for that upbringing.
That's great. And then at what point did you make it out here?
I came out here just before the Olympics in 2010. We just came. I just came out because I had an aunt on Bowen Island, and I'd been here, I think, 3 times. And, you know, every time you come out, you fall in love with the scenery. If you're from Ontario, it's just, it's a totally different world, right? And the ocean and the mountains, they really inspire who I am as an artist and just as a person. So, again, I'm super lucky every day to wake up in Kitsilano and make music. I feel like I'm successful just by living life this way.
Mm. And I was impressed too with on your website, you've got a little bit of a blog there, and you sort of provided a bit of service for other folks out there talking about, you know, tips for production at home and tips for finding shows and stuff like that. That's kind of a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think what I want to do is really help, because I meet a lot of artists, especially out here in Vancouver. Like Toronto, everyone's so business driven, so, you know, coming from Toronto, everyone's got a website and a business card and they're really pushing their music. And then out here, I meet a lot of talented artists, but they're sort of just very chill, very laid back, and they wonder how I'm getting gigs and how I'm getting the work I do. And it's not really that hard, so I just wanted to maybe make a few pointers for some of these artists that I see that are so talented that could just maybe use a little push in the right direction.
One other thing I wanted to ask was, on your website there, you've got a whole bunch of albums that have influenced you. We've got one there from Pearl Jam, Vitalogy. We have Bob Marley, Sublime. There's only one name that I wasn't familiar with. Lowell George. Who's that guy?
Lowell George. Okay, that's he's a pretty amazing guy. He was a front runner in a band called Little Feat, and they were signed to Warner Brothers in the early 70s. And they're kind of similar to the music of The Band. Do you know The Band?
Yeah.
That country rock feel. And they had a drummer, actually, who moved out to the island, and he just passed away of cancer. And he's actually one of my favorite drummers. And they were kind of this band that went under the radar, because I think their songwriting wasn't quite, you know, in vain. And they had a lot of competition at that point, like The Doors and Led Zeppelin's. But they were kind of before The Band. And he produced a lot of records. He produced Bonnie Raitt's albums. He produced Grateful Dead records. And he died pretty early on from, you know, drugs and alcohol. But he's got this soul in his voice, you know, that's so undeniable. Like a song called Willin' by Little Feat. You know, you can just hear it. And it's a very undeniable soul, kind of like a Van Morrison kind of feel.
Great. Well, I'll definitely check him out, because I'm an avid historian of music, and I'm glad I asked, because the other ones are fairly known. You put the Outkast as well.
Yeah, huge influences.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, mostly just Andre 3000, but yeah, the whole Outkast experience was sort of, to me, like what the Beatles did to music, and they sort of did that to hip-hop and just evolved it to this point that made hip-hop a lot more musical than a lot of people thought it could be.
Hmm. And you haven't been here too long, really, in Vancouver, but are there any artists here that have really caught your eye that you'd like to mention? Or?
Well, yeah, I became friends with the Boom Booms when I first moved here, and I think their music resonated with what I did, kind of upbeat, fun, positive world vibe. Yeah, but, you know, like, when it comes down to, like, things like The Peak and really what goes on in this city, I find I'm still a little bit of an outcast, not to bring outcast in this, but yeah, it's just a little different, right? And right now the world of music is still kind of hipster rock and indie rock, and I'm still trying to find a little bit of a place where more of this chill, laid-back, good-time vibe stuff comes into the mainstream again.
Hmm. Well, as you say, everything is in cycles too, so we all got to be ourselves.
Yeah.
And do what we do.
That's right. I'm not going to just fake who I am just because, and that's kind of what LA was feeling like. Just kind of do what's working, right?
Yep.
And I felt like I just needed to be true to myself, whether I made money or not.
Well, those are fine words and some fine music you played for us today. I think we've got time for one more at least.
Cool.
We're talking to Adam Scott Bailey. He has just wrapped up 50 songs in 50 days, his own personal project, and we'll tell you where you can find that online after this song.
All right, cool. I'm going to play you one that was written in the morning and produced that day, and this might be one of my favorite ones. Actually, there's a few of them that were written in that day that I think I might play for the rest of my life still, you know, and that's a great accomplishment. This one's called Together. By the way, I brought in my guitar that I got when I was 13 for $100, but I've probably written like 300 songs on it. You know, maybe more, who knows, but that's just a good rough number. Alright. Yeah, they say nothing ever good comes easy, so I put in all this effort. I put in all this effort, baby. I played a C and then I changed it to an F. Now I play the D minor, hoping to remind her. When I play music in my landlord's living room, yeah, I was just a nobleman writing, cause I know I can. Yeah. I like being together, ooh. Yeah, I like working together, ooh. I like getting together, ooh. Yeah, just you and I together, ooh. So, yeah, let's get together, ooh. Yeah, we'll do this together, ooh. Yeah, yeah, bring it together, 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 together. All these billion ideas going on. Thank God I know you. Thank God I know you. All right, yeah. I got these feelings down. I set free. I want to show you. I want to show you. All right, yeah. I want to feel this way forever. Yeah, it was Friday the 13th. June, they said it was a full moon, but all I saw was overcast. I'm getting tired of the open mic circuit where they hide under the covers, just trying to please the others, baby. The only thing that brings me back into my element is wanting to provide for you, no matter what you decide to do. Yeah, yeah, I like being together. Ooh, yeah. We're not together, ooh, yeah, we'll do this together, ooh, yeah, let's get together, ooh, yeah, we're staying together, 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 together. All these building ideas going on, thank God I know you, huh, thank God I know you, huh, all right, yeah. I got these feelings and I set free. I want to show you, huh. I want to show you, huh. All right, yeah, yeah. I want to feel this way forever. Ooh. Yeah, I want to do this all together.
Thank you, Adam. Another fine song there from his project, 50 Songs in 50 Days. Adam Scott Bailey, thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt.
No problem at all. And just as a reminder where people can actually see you tonight as well.
Yeah, I'll be at Displays Hashery Friday. I guess today's Friday. And yeah, I start around 10 p.m., play till around 1. And yeah, doing Backstage Lounge on the 26th. And yeah, I think I'm at Displace quite a bit, so if you want to just check in with Displace if you're in Kits, yeah, just find out when I'm there. And yeah, you can check me out at Adam Sound. It's AdamSSound, like AdamsSound.com, or on Facebook, Twitter, yeah, all that stuff.
Great. All right, well, thanks again.
Yeah, and, cool, man.
So that's about it for the show. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com, and we're on Twitter at ausstrandedradio. So tune in next week and we'll have some more great music and another guest, hopefully. I'll leave you right after this message with The Great Destroyer. He did a fantastic show at the Rickshaw Cabaret a few weeks back, and here's a song from his latest EP, the Spanish Songs EP. It's called Bye Bye. And bye bye from me.
Hey, this is Ben from Graymaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. pisaré tu dique de broma en la gominola. Bye bye, ladridos que silban juntos y a tres más lejos un pasito de las caramosas. Bye.